Lessons from the lathe. Today's topic, Parshas Balak, is going to be the summer Satan. We're going to speak about the Yetzirah of the summer. Hopefully, I hope, something that doesn't speak to you, of course, here in Camp Masorah, but speaks to maybe your friends in other camps, and you can relay them the information. Okay. So, we know that in the beginning of the Parsha, Bilam is sent out to seemingly curse the nation of Israel. Clearly, as the Pasuk before says, he's not going to do that. But it says, Vayobo Hashem comes, Elokim, El Bilam, Laila, Vayomer Lo, Im Likro Lecha Bo Hanashim, Kum Lech Atem, Ve'ech, and he says that you should go ahead and go. If you want to go, go. Lecha Bo Hanashim, Kum Lecha Itam, you can go with them. But you're never going to be successful in what you're going to try to do, which is curse the nation. So the clear question, it is the obvious question here, is why did Hashem send Bilam on a failed mission? He clearly told him, you're not going to be able to curse B'nai Yisrael, but if you want to go, go. You know, it sounds like we say this to our kids sometimes, right? Go ahead, try, you're going to fail anyway. You know, like, I don't say that to my kids, but people say that to their kids. But meaning, what was the point of that? So it seems to be a little bit strange. So there are different mepharshim that say different things trying to explain this idea. So I just want to give you, I think, a few different perushim, but I think we'll explain the point I'm trying to get at the summer satam. So the first I wanted to quote is the Eben Ezra. And I think the Eben Ezra says something that I think we are attuned to, because I think it's part of life, and that is sometimes people have to, you know, parents want you to try something. They know you want to do it so badly, so they go ahead and tell you to do it and learn from your mistakes. That's a way that a person learns. And Kiviyachol, the Rabbanu Shalom, felt the same way. So I'll just read it inside, if you don't mind, but you have no choice anyway, so you better say you don't mind. The Eben Ezra says as follows. So he asked this question. The Rabbanu Shalom didn't want him to go on this mission that clearly was not going to be successful. So why did he let him go? Bechozos. Yesh lahashiv, says Eben Ezra. Ki Hashem lo ratza she'elech. Im anashim arishon, he didn't want to go with these noblemen. Ad she'avo, right, he didn't want to go. Lufi dati, ain't tzorech. Rak tomu kitam shalach l'cha anashim. He says the same thing like Parsha Shalach. He knew that it was going to be an ill-fated mission, but he had to let them go. Why? Shalach l'cha anashim. Why? They don't trust me, they don't have a munah, but if I don't let them go, they're going to go anyway, so let them go. Ki Hashem amar li Yisrael. Olam Rosh, v'heim lo yeminu. They didn't believe in me. This is a peasant in Parshas Devarim. Rok amar li shalach anashim v'fadu. How to send them? Ashol Moshe es Hashem v'yomar shalach anashim. V'achar she'amar Hashem le'bilam. He says, you're not going to be able to curse him anyway, but he had to let them do it so he can go ahead and make his own mistakes. Right? Sow your own mistakes. That was going to happen over here. He had to give permission to him. And in fact, the Ramban over here comments just with one cute line. And he says, the Midrash quotes the Midrash Rabbah, the Midrash Omer, the Midrash Rabbah says, Omer mikan ato lomed shevaderech she'odom rotzei leilech, in the path that a person wants to take, bo mochim lotov. Go ahead, let him go on his path. You're not going to succeed, right? You sow your own path. But sometimes we need to do that in order to learn from our mistakes. If I never did that before, then how would I learn? But comes along with Moshe Feinstein, and I think he explains it in such a beautiful way that I think relates to everyone. Right? So we know that in general, right? Rav Moshe asked the same question. So we know that in general, as I said to you before, we make mistakes, yishkoyach, and sometimes we have to make those things. And some of the greatest things that we learn is from mistakes. Right? And this is in every area of life. Says Rav Moshe the following thing. The reason why Hashem allowed Bilam to travel to Balak is to reveal to us, to the Jews, the power of the Yetzirah, the power of the evil inclination. Because the evil inclination is always there, trying to seduce us to sin. It's always around. Bilam was a prophet, he was a Navi. L'kam Yisrael k'moshe od, what does it say? That's by the Jews, but Bilam, whoa. He was the chief rabbi of all Nevi'im of Goyim. He was the chief rabbi. chief priest, or I don't know what it's called. The Pope, I guess. I don't know. So he says, although Bilam was a Navi, he knew that Hashem didn't want him to curse the nation. He understood this was said in the forest to him. He went to great lengths to preparation, right? He says he got up early in the morning like Avram did. And it says, why? He's going to circumvent the will of Hashem. Don't we do this sometimes? God doesn't wake up this early in the morning, right? Ghana from Goslem, the difference. Worse to steal at night because you think you're hiding from God. Nobody's going to see you. He has a mission. And his mission was to outdo God. The lesson is clear, says Rav Moshe Feinstein. One should not rely on his intellect. As much as frum as he is, he shouldn't rely on the fact that he's got Torah and mitzvahs to attach to. Because the Yetzirah is waiting at every moment. Unless we are constantly vigilant, we'll never be able to succeed. Says Rav Moshe, the reason why this parsha is here is to teach us the mistake that Bilam made. And we know this, it's an unbelievable mistake. I mean, look at this. Look how clouded this person was. He had, before Shrek was around, the talking donkey. Obviously, that's where they got it from. The donkey talks to him. He doesn't even realize there's something weird about that. Okay? Right? And the donkey says to him, you know, he's like, hey, Bilam, what's going on? And he's like, talking donkey? Nothing. That's not weird to him. He's smacking him around. He's like, and then he sees the Saraf, and he says, oh, well, something's going on. And then he curses him, and he saw the first time, the second time, and every time something else is coming out, he doesn't realize. He's still trying. Why? He's got a Yetzirah. The Yetzirah will not allow him to succeed in the way that he should. He didn't get the message the first time from God. I don't understand. I keep doing this. And I think this is the challenge of the summer. This is the challenge of the summer. We see someone who had talents. He was a Navi. It's not a joke. It's not. And he had talents to do good. He was skewed by this guy, Balak. And he's trying to, if I can even say, it's not nice to say, he's trying to outsmart God. And what does he say? Like the Ibn Ezra says and the Ramban says, yeah, he learned from his mistakes. This is the summer. The summer is a very interesting thing. The summer in camp is a very interesting thing, right? I don't know where you all come from. I know that you're waiters, some of you. You're supposed to be starker than some of the other people, and from the looks of it, not so much. And just kidding, just not like the waiters from last year. Anyway, So you say, okay, I got the plan. This year, Baruch Hashem, Camp Misora, they got all the new rules now, right? The skirts have to cover the knees, and you know, they're not going to let you wear shorts to davening, maybe, and can't be, I don't know, whatever the rules are. I'm not involved at all, so I hope it's true, everything that's happening. Shabbos on you know, Tuesday, I don't know, but, okay. Yeah, I don't know, the waiters aren't happy, yeah. I made Kiddush by mistake, but okay. But the Shaila is, you think you got it, and you say, okay, what's the Yetzirah going to do? And then one night, you're going to be in the canteen, which is us, sir. And you're going to be in the canteen. It's going to be a challenge. Maybe, no, I'm just going with my friend. I'm just going to get a deep-fried hot pretzel. Yep. I know the link. I know what's going on. I know it's in the canteen. I have a friend who went. So, right? And then the girl's going to come, and she's going to think that nobody's watching her. And her skirt's not going to be exactly Eif Gavun, according to all the Shitas. According to none of the Shitas, she's following the chief rabbi of Bilam. Anyway, and all of a sudden the Yetzirah is like this. And you say, ah, so I'll talk to her a little bit. It's not Kiruv. Kiruv bus. I said, I'm here from a waiter. Kiruv. Right? I can't. This year, Nebuch, they're not even letting me serve their tables. I can't even. How am I going to meet people? I'm serious now. So that's the summer sata. And it gets us, it's so difficult. The way that that people dress, the way that people act, summer's just, it's a very lax time. And you're in a lax situation, and that it's good. It gives you time to relax, which is important. Baruch Hashem, relax in a way of learning Torah. But, so the evil inclination stays waiting for you. It's so smart. My boy said, the Chofetz Chaim said this. The Chofetz Chaim tells a story about he wakes up in the morning. Baruch Hashem, he lived very old. You know, they tell the story that the Chofetz Chaim had a big party when he was, remember, I think 80, if I'm not mistaken. He lived till like 90 something. because he said that, you know, I came out with this whole thing, Lashon Hara Lo Medaber Alai, which maybe we'll speak at another time. I think that's not a good line. I know it's the theme this year. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about at all or think I'm crazy. Okay, good, you do. That was actually started, if I'm not saying, by Optic Halperin, anybody who knows in Eretz Yisrael. I think he came up with that line. I think we should set, am I wrong? Oh, this camp's got a theme now. They gave out, you got another part of the camp? You don't know you're part of the camp? You're wearing them. No, but I don't know what you're talking about. It's on you! What? Well, right, okay. These guys are wearing it. Lashon Hara Lo Medaber Alai. It comes from Eretz Yisrael. So I actually, it's not for now, but I actually think that's not a good word. I think, Shady the Sultan, Lashon Hara Medaber Alai. Yes! I want the cheeseburger! I want to be with the girl! Except I don't do that. Lo Medaber Alai? No! It's a Yetzihara. One of the worst Lashon Haras we have is Lashon Hara. And this year, they're going to work on not speaking. It's a wonderful thing. Don't get me wrong. So the Chavetz Chaim, when he lived till 8, he made a big party because he said, I'm Rabbi Chavetz Chaim, and I'm saying, oh, don't speak Lashon Hara, you're going to live a long life. And if I died at 50, he'd be like, yeah, that worked out for you, right? So when he was 80 years old, he made a big party. Okay, so now he's 90 years old. The Chavetz Chaim tells the story. Chavetz Chaim! He wakes up in the morning, and he says, Yitzhar wakes him up. And he says, Israel Meir, go back to sleep. You're 90 years old. You're old man. Go back to sleep. You know, it's snowing outside. It's icy outside. You're only 90 years old. You can't. He says, no, I'm getting up. He says, you can't get up. He says, you know, you're an old man. If you fall a little bit on the ice, it's not like a young boy. You fall on the ice, you're 18 years old. You get back up. It's a little bit embarrassing. Yeah. You fall down. That's it. You're done. You break a hip. You go to the hospital. You catch another disease. You're dead. Go back to sleep. So he said, Yetzihara. Can you imagine this conversation in bed, by the way? He has to go to, yeah. So he says, Yetzihara, nice try. But you think I'm just 90 years old, but there's a lot of people representing me from years before. My father, my grandfather, I'm much older than you. And he gets out of bed. What was the point of the story? The Yetzihara is always there. He's always trying so hard to get to us. Okay. But I just want to end with one very important point about this. Excuse me for saying this if you're offended by it, so it doesn't apply to all of you, of course. Only to those it doesn't apply to. And that is... Oh, I stopped it on mistake. Anyway, that is the Yetzihara is going to get at you. I'm sorry to say this, I apologize. It's going to get at you at one point. It's going to hit you, whether it's the summer, whether it's whatever it is. But the key is going to be to get up. To get up from the slumber that you put yourself in, right? Whatever it might be. It might be, your fearless leader not getting on top of you of coming to Minyan on time, and you fall into a rut of that, or you don't come to Minyan, or you're on a day's off, and you don't even bother davening Mincha, you're in Syracuse, and you think the Rabbanu Shalom is not there, so you don't have to daven Mincha, and Meyer, if not, you just get right back up. The Yetzer Hara wants you to fall into that situation where you don't get up. And you say to him, nice try, Yitzhar. Ain't going to happen. And you get right back up. And that's the key. You'll fall. This summer you're going to fall. Something will happen. Hopefully it's not with girls.